I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, around the region, Bismarck, Mandan 58 this hour, Williston 51, Dickinson 53, Minot 56, Jamestown 53, Devil's Lake 54, Grand Forks at 48, Fargo 54, Miles City 51, Mobridge 60, and Pier 58, Aberdeen at 54 this hour. Of course, as we do each and every Wednesday, Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us from Washington. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Gee, anything exciting going on out in Washington right now?
Well, it ain't boring, I'll tell you that. It's a little bit depressing from time to time, but it's certainly not boring.
That I can imagine. Well, if you have any questions or comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer, your opportunity to talk to your congressman, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. In fact, let's get right to the calls. We got full phone banks. Brad in Grand Forks, what's on your mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, Kevin, or Representative Cramer, it's an honor to speak with you, and I want to say, this is what I mentioned last week, I didn't get a chance to actually speak with you, but first of all, I want to encourage you to fight this fight to the very bitter end. I don't care if it's 434 votes to one. Fight this fight. We need this. We need you to stand up and speak for your state. The other thing I wanted to mention was being a congressman, being a senator, used to be a very honorable profession, and even if I disagreed with you, I could still trust you. And one thing I voted for you, and one thing that I appreciate about you is that it seems, at least on the surface, that you've been a man of integrity and of character, and I very much appreciate that. But my encouragement to you is please, please, please do everything you can to fight off any temptation, resist anything that even begins to look like it might be untoward, because we need you to maintain your credibility and your character so when you speak, it holds weight, it carries weight. We need you, and we need you to fight. And if your character is besmirched for any reason, you lose credibility. And I know you already know that, but as a constituent, as somebody who voted for you, as somebody who prays for you, who cares about you as our congressman, please, please, please fight the fight and maintain your character, your moral dignity and integrity and all of that. I can't stress that enough. We need men in Congress that we can say, even if I disagree with you, I can trust you and I can believe you and I can stand behind your integrity.
You know, Brad, I appreciate that encouragement and the admonition. And it's a tough town, as you know, and there are lots of people pulling various ways. The thing that I try to do is I want to fight for sure, as you said, and fight for the things that matter most to the people of North Dakota and to me. But none of these things are, or at least most of them aren't unanimous. So you also have to fight smart, and I want to be able to do that. And the maintenance of your character is what's critical. And I appreciate what you said about people, even if you disagree with them. Some of the people I admire the most, frankly, oftentimes are liberals who I disagree with vehemently, but who stand by their convictions, articulate their convictions both with civility and passion, and honor the institution. So I appreciate that, Brad, and it is a fight we're in.
Congressman Kevin Cramer here, Radio Tunnel. Obviously, the big news is the shutdown. We will get Kevin's take on the back and forth that's going back and forth there. Also, some news on the Farm Bill. Lots of things to cover, but we always put you first, and there's a full stack of calls that have come in before the program and waiting, and we want to get to all of you, so we're going to defer to the callers first here with your questions. 800-228-0550. Here's one in South Dakota, Mobridge, South Dakota. Freeman called in earlier with a question.
I'd like to know why the federal government can't just do the bills one at a time, and the ones that are costing us money don't fund, and the ones that are good for the nation fund it, and just don't submit anything else. My name is Freeman Paquette down here in Mobridge. Thanks. Bye.
Freeman raises a good point, and frankly, that's the strategy that the House has decided to take on, where we've been trying to pass budgets one at a time, or continuing resolutions one issue at a time, in a way that does two things. One, it funds the priorities in priority order on the one hand, and on the other hand, it also hopefully can encourage the Democrats back to the to the negotiating table, because that's our greatest frustration, is that Harry Reid won't even negotiate. He won't even name people to negotiate. So, but we, you know, we had a setback last night because we did exactly what Freeman's talking about. We passed a bill, well, actually put suspension calendar, which means there's limited debate, no amendments, straight up or down vote. It requires 2/3 vote in that manner to open our national parks and museums to provide funding for the District of Columbia. Actually, they have the funding. We just need to authorize it. And then to thoroughly fund the veterans programs, and the Democrats didn't go along with us, and while we got a majority, we didn't get a 2/3 majority, and they killed it. So we're going to bring those same funding bills back up today under rule, so it just requires a simple majority. And of course, the reason the Democrats didn't want to get to 2/3, because they probably have 160 Democrats that could win no matter what, so they can kill these things. But Harry Reid doesn't want to force Senate Democrats to vote for it. And the other thing we're going to bring up today and vote on and we're going to pass is pay for our Guard and Reserve. It is fundamentally, totally unfair that we would fund the Department of Defense, which we've done. By the way, the House of Representatives has passed a defense authorization bill and a defense appropriations bill. The Senate has taken up neither one, and we did that back in July. And so we did pass a military funding bill that the Department of Defense can keep funding the military. And by the way, contractors, civilian contractors and civilian employees, even though the Department of Defense has been furloughing them, they're prohibited by law from doing that. And so a number of us have written a letter today saying, do not abuse this. Do not create pain where pain doesn't need to exist. But to take it further, today we're going to pass a bill that pays our Guard and our Reserve. And I just got one message for the Democrats in the United States Senate. This had better not be a 54-46 vote when we send it over there. Because our Guard and Reserve are critical to the security of our nation. They're important to us. They protect our homes along the river. And we'd better make doggone sure that you're as committed as the House of Representatives is to funding our Guard and Reserve.
Thanks for the phone call. Let's get to Pat in Bismarck. We got full phones. Pat, what's on your mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer today?
Hi, Congressman Cramer. Say, I'm just curious why the Republicans have not released more information and demonstrated to the American public the costs of Obamacare and why it should be held off for a year. I mean,
sure.
People think that they're only going to pay $95 if they don't take insurance. That's not right.
No.
You know, it's crazy. Nobody knows about the details of what the costs are. It's like a super secret that nobody knows about.
Yeah. Pat, you raise a very good point, and it is information that's publicly available, but probably has not been presented a lot. And somewhat because, you know, the costs will be will be more revealed as they climb. The unfortunate thing is the costs of Obamacare have already tripled since the bill was passed 3 years ago. Tripled. And when I say cost, it may not be a cost to some people getting free health care, but it's a huge cost to the people paying taxes and to the people, then the services are going to be hurt by this. So, Pat, you raise a good point. I'm going to, you know, by the end of the show or shortly after, I'll get those numbers out, and we'll either bring them up next week or I'll get them to Scott and Steve. We'll put them on our website because you raise a very, very important point. This is not a free program. This is not some program that they found money floating around in cyberspace to fund. There's a whole bunch of taxes that are attached to this program. One tax that we tried to repeal the other night is the medical device tax. 79 Democrats support a repeal of the medical device tax, but Harry Reid wouldn't bring the bill up when we passed it in the House and sent it over as part to keep the government running the other night. And because Barack Obama wants that money. And of course, you know what a medical device tax does? It pushes all that research and development and manufacturing overseas, if at all. It squashes innovation and the quality of our health care, and the innovation that's made America the best health care provider in the world is in jeopardy.
Pat, appreciate the call. Kevin Cavalier, next for Congressman Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. One quick question, these furloughed people, like I was looking at the Listen to the Park thing, they have Medora this morning on Channel 8 News, how that goes overlooked Theodore Roosevelt National Park, that overlooked, they have that barricaded off so you can stop there, can't figure that out, they close the building but can't you just drive there, look. But my question is, by these guys. They're getting health care from the government. Should they be required to work an equivalent amount of hours to compensate for their benefits that they are getting?
Okay.
You know, say it's only a couple hours a day or an hour a day. Shouldn't they be there?
Well, 30 seconds, Kevin, for
your
answer.
It gets crazier than that. What will likely happen is when the government is running again, they're probably going to get paid back pay, and which really raises the question whether furloughs make any sense at all. You might as well be getting productivity out of people for the pay you're going to eventually give them anyway. So that's why I have all of my people working, so that we don't have to, you know, ask the taxpayers to fund inactivity or you know.
Kevin, we're up against the break. When we come back, more of your questions and calls for Congressman Kevin Cramer, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them, and it'll lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Any ELO fans out there, don't bring me down. DC's bringing us down, folks. Congressman Kevin Cramer here to talk about the battles in the United States Congress between the House and the Senate and the Obama administration. Your call's welcome for him on our talk radio town hall. If you're trying to get in now, you're getting a busy signal. We're going to get through as many of these as we can, as quickly as we can, at 800-228-0550. Pat in Bismarck asked a question on why there isn't more information out about the cost of Obamacare and the impact so that people would understand why you're trying to delay it or defund it. You have an answer on one of his questions, right?
I do, and I, in fact, I have a nice chart in front of me, and we're going to try to get a nice version of this to put on our website. But when the president forwarded the idea of Obamacare, the estimated, or his actually promised cost was $0.9 trillion over 10 years. The most recent estimates now from the Congressional Budget Office are $2.6 trillion. That's trillion with a T. It's hard almost to say for the next 10 years. So it went from $0.9 trillion promise that the president made to now $2.6 trillion at least over the next 10 years.
Kevin Cavalier raised the point of memorials specific to the the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. We also have a call here from John in South Fargo on the World War II Memorial.
You know, the administration shutting down these open-air memorials, this just is typical Chicago politics that's based in bullying people and flexing their muscle when they shouldn't be. It's just childish. And, you know, the other thing I got to say is kind of tongue-in-cheek, but if only essential people are working in the government right now, why hasn't Obama moved out of the White House? Have a good day. Bye.
Well, John makes a good point there. I think he's right, first of all, about the open-air monuments. As you know, one of the things they've done here in Washington, D.C., is they've put barricades up so that people can't get to the open-air monuments and memorials, which is ridiculous. You can see them from anywhere. And so yesterday, a number of members, I couldn't join them, but I'll be joining them today or tomorrow as these these honor flights that honor World War II veterans come in to see the memorial built in their honor. Most of them, well, all of them in their 80s and 90s, will be down there to exercise our civil disobedience and move the barricades for them so that they can go in and visit the memorial, because it does seem, well, it doesn't seem, it's clearly ludicrous that you would put up barricades to keep World War II veterans from getting their wheelchairs in to see the monument that they that honors their sacrifice on our behalf.
Is there a lot of pressure, though, Kevin, from he mentioned the president. He obviously was joking, but I mean, do you get the sense the president's engaged, the Senate's engaged? I mean, is there tension there between the two now going on?
Sure there is. I mean, let's put it in context. I was here on Saturday working all day trying to come up with a resolution offering up the third compromise to the United States Senate on keeping the government running. The president golfed. The Senate was closed. It's a very frustrating place to work when you have, when you have that sort of attitude coming from the other side. So Sunday, we were still working. We voted Sunday morning, and the Senate was closed, and the president was nowhere to be found. And all we're asking at this point, the basic compromise, come to the table. Let's have a negotiation. We've named negotiators from the House Republican side. The Senate and the Democrats have not named negotiators. So our guys come and negotiate with themselves. It's very funny.
Kevin, I want to talk about those compromises, but we got a full bank of phone calls.
Sure.
Let's go to John in Bismarck. John, what's on your mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer?
Well, there's a million. First, thank you, Mr. Cramer, and I thank you for not only this town hall meetings, but the town hall meetings you had. I attended one in Dickinson, and it was awesome. And I agree with the guy that said you need to stick to your guns. It's funny how our forefathers were named terrorists, tyrants, and everything else because they believed they needed to start a revolution to start this country or save it, what they thought was right. And that's what needs to happen. But the monument thing, I wrote this on your Facebook page. The bureaucracy, the EPA, all these other bureaucracies, they don't own these parks. They don't own the land. Our forefathers spilt blood and treasure to pay for this land. And like Teddy Roosevelt National Park, at night, I drove out there many times with my motorcycle. There's nobody at that guard shack or ticket shack. You can drive right through, look at the stars, see the elk, the whole works. So there's no reason it's open. And I'm glad you said it, because this is what I'm going to say. We need disobedience in this country. We need to stand up, and 100 of us, 500, whatever, need to go out there, and if that gate is locked, we need to cut it and drive right on through. I can see they don't need campers, because you got garbage pickup and stuff like that, but there's no reason you can't drive that loop of Teddy Roosevelt National Park. There's absolutely no reason. And we own it. We, the people, own it, not the government.
John raises probably one of the most fundamental problems I think we have in this country. It's not just liberalism as a philosophy. It's not just the inability of people to get along. It's the massive bureaucracy and the power of that bureaucracy to manipulate. And so consequently, you have this bureaucracy that does things like foolishly puts up barricades at the World War II memorial so that we can inflict the maximum amount of pain. The Department of Defense, who has used sequestration and now the government slowdown to furlough people that they're not allowed to furlough under the law. The laws that we pass, they do it to inflict the maximum amount of pain for some other cause. And it really raises questions about the integrity of some of the people at the top.
After this happened at the memorial yesterday, didn't you guys go back in and try and vote that the barricades couldn't go up and Democrats voted against that?
Well, that's exactly what we did. What we did is last night we put on suspension the opportunity to vote for a number of things, including keeping the national parks and monuments open. And it required a two-thirds vote because of the short time frame. We didn't have time to run a rule on it, so we put it on suspension, thinking clearly Democrats aren't going to oppose this, along with, by the way, supporting our veterans, funding the Veterans Administration. So we put those on suspension, completely confident that everybody would be supportive of these things, even among our squabbles between ourselves. We can certainly support veterans and keeping the national parks open, but because it requires a two-thirds majority, 162 Democrats said no, because guess what? President Barack Obama put out a veto threat, which is a signal to Democrats, vote no. So Nancy Pelosi got on the floor, spoke against it. Harry Reid, if it comes over here, we're going to kill it. We know we're going to table it so that they don't even have to vote on it. That's their resolve to do this, that their resolve to shut down the government would go this far. And so, yes, so today we're going to vote on it under the rules so that it only takes a majority vote, and then we'll send it over to the Senate and see if Harry Reid wants to vote against it again. But that, it'll be the same thing with the funding of the National Guard that I spoke of earlier.
Minute before the break, so quickly, Matt Bismarck, your question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, Congressman Kramer, you know, with everything going on in D.C. right now and, you know, Harry Reid, the way he's acting in the Senate and all this stuff that Obama's done, it's clearly not constitutional. Why haven't any of them been brought up on charges? U.S. Code Title 18, Chapter 1918, it gives penalties for breaking your oath of office and going against the Constitution. And 5 U.S.C. 7311 makes it a federal crime for anyone employed by the U.S. government or takes the oath of office to advocate the...
We'll get your answer on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Summer may be gone, but you know what? It's not too late to relax and enjoy a premier Minnesota resort. Here's your invite to come join my friends at Chase on the Lake, nestled on the shores of Leech Lake in the heart of downtown Walker, Minnesota, and enjoy a premier Minnesota resort. Historic, unique, elegant, charming, all the warmth of a first-class resort venue. You're going to love it. My family does. They rave about it. Every time we go, we just have a fantastic time, and my wife and I relax, unlike any other place on the planet. And here's a great deal for you. Chase on the Lake is offering you a chance to book one night in a two-bedroom, one-bath classic condo and get your second night free any Sunday through Thursday night in September or October. Another great reason to pack up and head for Chase on the Lake. And the condos are great, fully equipped, full kitchens with a nice granite countertop, stainless steel appliances, and all the amenities. The 502 restaurant is fantastic. This is a premier resort. You're going to love it. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Use the promo code SCOTT for the great offer or call 888-242-7306.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Congressman Kevin Cramer is here till the top of the hour. It's our talk radio tunnel every Wednesday. Steve Bakken and I just take a back seat to all these great questions from folks all across the Northern Plains of Congressman Cramer. Matt Bismarck wanted charges on a couple of specific things he brings up, and I'm gonna play a call that came in earlier from Jim in the South Fargo who wanted another extreme measure taken on this to get your take on this because it kind of piggybacks with Matt's question.
I'm very puzzled as to why these House of Representatives hasn't filed any any kind of a lawsuit over Obama's use of taking control over things over which he has no power. Example of the his executive decision to delay the implementation of employer Obamacare, and I'm just wondering why is the House of Representatives sit back and allow Obama to continue to grab power and control the government by executive decisions and actions.
Jim in South Fargo with that question.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, with regard to charges, he talks about bringing charges. The House of Representatives has had, and when I say many, I mean dozens, if not hundreds, of oversight hearings where we've subpoenaed witnesses, or we've subpoenaed information. We get stonewalled at every turn. But the thing that's very frustrating for all of us, Jim and Matt, and Matt's charges were a little less specific with regard to what's unconstitutional that Harry Reid does. But here's the couple of things. One thing is that they're very clever in how they respond to us. They don't send information. They send the wrong information. We'll request a cabinet secretary, and at the last minute it'll be changed. They'll not be able to show up, so they send some undersecretary that doesn't have the answers, and they play these games, which is what forces us, whether it's Benghazi, IRS, you name NSA, they send all these lower level officials that don't know the answers, and they play dumb with us, and that's why we always have to subpoena these folks. And then when you do get somebody of significance on the witness stand, they plead the fifth. And so when you have so little power as we have, as just a little over half of one third, they play all these games. Now, remember, with regard to constitutionality, we do have the courts. The problem with the courts is, let's remember, it was the United States Supreme Court, and ultimately, Chief Justice John Roberts, appointed by President George W. Bush, who made an argument that the Obama administration didn't even argue, to bail them out and make Obamacare constitutional. It is one of the greatest disappointments in my political career. Was John Roberts, who had never been a judge before, we had no idea about his judicial demeanor, who caved on this thing and did and basically said that it's not the Supreme Court's job to rectify the political mistakes of the American public, to which I'd say, actually, it is. I mean, that is your job, Mr. Chief Justice, with all due respect. With regard to Jim's point, though, about how is it that the president can issue an employer mandate, and by the way, there have been 19 of them, delays, an employer mandate delay. So he takes everybody that is a big business, gives them a one-year delay in Obamacare, and then when we try to pass a bill that gives the same delay, just 1 year, ladies and gentlemen, not repeal, not permanent defunding, 1 year delay for the individuals who are not relieved of this law. He threatens veto. Harry Reid strips it 54 to 46 in the United States Senate. It comes back to us empty. Here's how he does it, legally and constitutionally.
And quickly interject, Kevin.
Yeah.
Every editorial page that has opined on this also likes to use the line, hey, this is law of the land. It's already been decided so that you guys ought to sort of just give up forgetting all these exemptions that have been put in.
Well, all these exemptions that have been unilaterally issued by the president to his friends in big business and insurance companies and labor unions, but never mind the working men and women, you know, that they don't get it one. So here's how he does it legally. He doesn't really repeal the mandate. What he does is he tells the IRS, go ahead and don't enforce this one for a year. By the way, the treacherous path of that is not only selective enforcement, which presidents have been doing for decades and centuries, but it's also the real treacherous point is a year from now, just because they didn't, you know, do anything with you over the course of the year, you still have broken the law if you didn't participate. And they can come back at you for everything you didn't do over the course of the last year where he said, we're not going to enforce the law. It's Chicago style dictatorship politics. It's very, very unfortunate. And I wish we could do more. We're doing everything we can through our oversight proceedings, but we don't have the Supreme Court on our side anymore.
Kevin, one of the compromises, one of your stances was, I've come along to this line of thinking because we had some callers earlier in the week that were on this road. Let's put it in place. You wanted Obamacare, you got Obamacare, but level playing field, all
that's
in
right.
or all out, and that's
right.
the key. And then, because the people that wanted it delayed, some callers have brought up the point. It's like, you know what, we got midterm elections coming up next year. How about a year to digest this and then let the voters decide?
There's a very strong school of thought, even within the Republican Conference, that's the way to go. It's here upon us now, and let it fall under its own weight, destroy the country, destroy the economy, hurt lots of people, and we'll win the next election. Well, if it's only about the next election, you know, count me in. The problem is my responsibility is not until the next election. My responsibility is every day to the American people and to the North Dakota public. And so, you know, it may come down to that, Steve. That's probably where we are, in all honesty, because if try as we may, the Senate Democrats in the White House aren't going to, you know, they're not going to budge, obviously, and we can't destroy the country over it. But it is the law of the land, and we're going to still fight. Don't get me wrong, everybody. Brad, don't worry. We're going to still fight, but we want to fight smart, too, and we want to be responsible. Somebody's got to be an adult in the room.
Questions or comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Kevin in Fargo, what's on your mind for Kevin Cramer?
Hi there. First, I'd like to thank Kevin for being on every week. It's very enlightening to be able to hear what you're thinking and what's happening. And I'm not alone. I'm thinking everybody that calls in has 15 things they'd like to bring up. But
sure.
I got two quick comments, and one is the gal that brought up the cost of Obamacare. I think when you talk in trillions, people don't get it. Just keep hammering how much it's costing everybody, you know, say state by state even, and get that out there. Next
is the
separate bills you're sending. Very smart. Keep sending them out there. Get out on the front page and so people know that you are trying to do something. Like the funding at the National Guard, I think, is brilliant. But what I called for, there again, I only touched on a couple of things.
Go ahead.
The one that I called, and I've been reading online now that there's a large number of Republicans in the House that are thinking I'm moving on going ahead with amnesty. I'm wondering what you're hearing on that, because you know what, that needs to be stopped too.
Yeah.
You know, we've got immigration laws. We just need to enforce the laws we have. You know, maybe there's some things that can be done, but you know what? We just can't, you know, open our borders up and, you know, whether I'm sounding like, whatever, I'm not being bigoted, I'm not being anything.
Nope.
I'm just saying that we need to have national sovereignty or we won't be a nation anymore.
Kevin, all very good points and questions, and I'd love to talk to you longer about all of them. And with regard to amnesty, there may be some in the House, but there are very few that are going down that path. And I would be shocked if it was, you know, if we didn't have 225 House Republicans that'll say absolutely no to amnesty. Our border bill that we have, the SAFE Act, is very clear. two things. One, instead of the federal government suing sovereign states for implementing their own laws, we're going to empower sovereign states along the border to implement their own laws and give them the resources to be successful in implementing their border laws. The second thing we're going to do is ensure that there's a third-party verification of all of these border laws so that we don't rely on, and it kind of gets back to some of these guys like Jim and Matt who have a concern about selective enforcement, saying that somebody's going to have to verify or certify that we are meeting our border security benchmarks and goals before there are other implications or implementations of even legal immigration. So we're going to be very, very strong on the border issue in the House.
Appreciate the call, Kevin and Fargo. Let's go to Bill in Wheatland, a call that came in before you were on, Kevin. Recorded call with a question.
This treating everybody the same on Obamacare without the subsidy doesn't go through if he's going to turn down the subsidy for him and his staff like he should. Thank you.
Did you get that, Kevin?
Yeah, I did. What Bill's referring to is, of course, you probably know this, that in the and really there's even more history in when Obamacare was being debated in the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which is the health care committee, Republicans pushed for an amendment to require that every member of Congress and their staffs would be subject to the same law, that they would be subject to Obamacare. Not the same law, everybody's subject to the same law, but specifically that you would punish yourself with the worst case scenario as you're punishing everybody else. That failed on a straight party line vote. The Democrats killed it. They said no. In fact, they're on the record saying no, members of Congress deserve options, as though other people don't. Well, Senator Grassley, Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, put it back in the Senate and embarrassed enough Democrats to vote for it that it passed. Since that time, the president, through negotiations with leadership in Congress, ordered the Office of Personnel Management to provide the exemption back in as a matter of executive order. It is clearly illegal. It is clearly illegal that the law states that you cannot offer yourself an exemption. So I've actually voted the other night, just like all the other Republicans, to put that teeth back in, say no. You cannot carve out an exemption for members of Congress, or by the way, the occupants and the employees of the White House and the cabinet, all who've been exempt by presidential fiat. So we pass that law as a concession to let's at least do that. Let's have fair treatment for everybody. And Harry Reid stripped that out the other night and kicked the thing back. They don't want to live under the law that they forced. Personally, what I would say, Bill, to be completely honest, I think anybody who was dumb enough to vote for that law ought to live with it. And if you're smart enough to try to kill it, you ought to have the opportunity not to. But as a matter of integrity, I've chosen not to. Now, this is the height of hypocrisy. The party that imposed Obamacare on the American people have exempted themselves from it. But the height of integrity is the party that has been fighting Obamacare has had the integrity to impose it on themselves. And in that, it ought to be as clear can be to the American public when they look for hypocrisy versus integrity. So I'm not going to impose it on my staff unilaterally, but the reality is that it's illegal. I mean, I guess I don't know any other way to say it. It's illegal to offer a subsidy when the law states you're not allowed to. So frankly, I think we're going to get it fixed anyway.
Kevin, we're up against the break. Congressman Kevin Cramer, when we get back, more of your phone calls. David, Terry, Sally, Mark, you're all coming up next on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken. It costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings when they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs up Highway 8. It's Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
The Talk Radio Town Hall final segment with Congressman Kevin Cramer here. Good news is we'll be back next week. Bad news is we're not going to get everybody in here. We're sure going to try to go quickly. One question I promised I would ask that I have not got to for an earlier caller was on the farm bill. And there was work done over the weekend in the House on the farm bill, and I believe the House has appointed a conferees or is about to. Where is that at, Kevin?
Okay, good question. The House, as you know, when we previously separated the farm portion under the Steve Bakken Amendment from the nutrition program, passed both halves because we were unable to pass the bill when they were together. This over the weekend, we put the two back together, just like I always said we probably would do. And now the Senate just named conferees yesterday. We're naming conferees probably, you know, today or tomorrow, sometime this week, according to the speaker. And they can go to work on it. And in the meantime, a lot of negotiation has already been taking place between the leadership of the two agriculture committees. So hopefully we get something done here within weeks, if not sooner.
Sounds good. Let's get back to the phone calls. David in Barnes County, question or comment for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Yes, I would like to suggest in the shortest possible term, Kevin, that you spend a lot of time talking to Michelle Bachmann. On the other hand, I don't trust John Boehner any further than I trust the Obama. my question for you would be, what would be wrong with just putting the house on recess or whatever and everybody going back and holding town hall meetings?
Actually, it's an interesting point about the town hall meetings, David, and that's why I love to do this. And quite honestly, guys, I mean, I'm not so sure we shouldn't do another hour of this later in the week if you're open to doing it, because I think it's invaluable to me. And I will tell you this, members are very connected to home right now. While they can't go home, and we're not going home, and we're not spending a lot of money on travel and those kinds of things, and we really do, David, we really do have to work hard. We've got real issues here, but they are taking their own phone calls in many cases. I've talked to many members taking their own phone calls. A lot more of them are doing talk radio and just trying to stay as connected as can. Teletown halls have become very popular, and there's a lot of that going on. So members are very connected to home right now, and it's a good time to be connected to home for all the reasons that you've mentioned, David. Now, I do want to say this, though, in defense of our speaker. I don't know how anybody in any situation could ask more of John Boehner than he has provided in terms of leadership this week, in the last couple of weeks. He has done everything that that the conference has asked of him. In fact, he has led this very firm fight and position that we're on. And right now, we need a good coach, and we need to stand behind that coach.
How does this movie end? I mean, that's a great question.
There's so many things related there coming up, not the least of which is, of course, the debt ceiling fight. John Boehner, granted, thought that the debt ceiling was the better place for us to fight. He may be being proven correct, I might add. You can question his tactics or his strategy, but you cannot, question his conviction on this issue. He has been rock solid all along, but we're talking about now our tactics. So I think we're going to have a very dynamic debate, Scott. Even if we get the government running again, piece by piece or all at once or whatever the case may be, this is a very active debate that's going to go for a very long time because there's a lot at stake. And as the speaker told us all yesterday, there are very few times in a congressional history or in a congressional career where you have these type of watershed moments. In fact, most members never have a moment like this where there's something so much bigger than what appears at the moment. And so he's done a great job, I think, so far, at least, of keeping the conference together.
As usual, we're running out of time. I try to get as many calls as we can as possible. Sally in Grand Forks, what's on your mind for Congressman Kramer?
Thanks for taking the call, and thanks for being there, Kevin.
I want to
thank you for standing strong on this thing. There's something that I read recently that I think puts the pieces in perspective. If one were alive at the time Jesus was born, and spent $1 million a day, every day, and was still alive and still spending $1 million every day, we'd only be about three quarters of the way towards the first $1 trillion.
Yeah.
And I think people need to understand, when we talk about an $18 trillion debt, somebody someday is going to have to pay the price for this. And the other thing about it is, with regard to Obamacare, is that when we were, last night I had the privilege, a friend invited me to go to a dinner with Lila Rose, for the rights of the as yet unborn. And I looked around that crowd, the Alaris was packed, and I thought to myself, you know, Obamacare is going to demand that we pay for abortions while we're denying care to our elderly and other people because they don't fit the age requirements or the death panel standards. And I think that's one of the things that people are beginning to rise up against. I just wanted to throw that out there, and I wanted to thank you for taking a strong stand on this. And we're watching, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Sally. She raises a lot of good points, except one thing I'd want to correct her on, and that is that someday we're not going to pay the price for the $17 or $18 trillion debt. We're paying it today. We may not be paying the debt off, but we're paying a horrible price in our economy. And if anybody doubts that this is having an impact, all you have to do is pay attention to the larger scope of things in the country. Fewer people participating in the workforce than in many, many years. So a lot of people are giving up. I'm not going
out of time. Thanks for all the calls and folks' contact. What's the best way for them to let their voice be heard? Call your office, Kevin?
Call my office, 202-225-2611. You can email, go on kramer.house.gov, sign up we do a digital newsletter as well. But
yeah, sounds great. And, of course, we will do this until all your questions are answered each and every week. Appreciate it, folks. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.